Well, we're back, and in our ongoing series of Rediscovering America, travel journalist Kay Harwell Fernandez is going to take us on a mental journey to California, Sonoma, wine country. And let's welcome Kay. And I wanted to thank you for your card, Kay, before we go anywhere else. And in your article, you start out by saying, less commercial than Napa Valley's cousin, Sonoma's recipe for bucolic charm includes a bit of the bohemian, a dash of quirkiness, and a genuine, hi, neighbor. Let's take it from there.
How are you, Roy?
I'm fine, Kay. It's always a pleasure to
chat. It's a pleasure to be with you again. And also to talk about wine country. Sonoma County is quieter. That doesn't mean it's, you know, that Napa lacks the charm, but Sonoma County is very charming and quaint. It seems like it's a slice of Americana, especially in the town of Hellsburg.
When you decided to make this trip, had you been through the other parts of the West Coast wine countries?
Yes, I have been through Napa, and I've been through Sonoma before, but just briefly. And I was very enthralled with what Sonoma has to offer.
It is a marvelous, marvelous place. And the heart of Sonoma, you talk about Hellsburg, which has a population of, what, about 10,000 people?
Right. A very small town, but everyone is very friendly, welcoming. It's not what I would consider a typical tourist town. Their main industry is wine growing, and people are very proud of that tradition.
And you mentioned, which I find very interesting, is that according to some archaeologists, the town sits atop a site that's nearly 12,000 years old, and some of the first inhabitants were Pomono Indians. Now, I've never heard of Pomono Indians. I've heard of Pomona, California. Maybe that comes from that term, but
probably so. Right. 12,000 years is a very long time ago.
Yeah, it sure was. So let's just continue on, if we will.
Sure.
Do you want to go into a little bit about the history of how the town came about through entrepreneur Harmon Held? I understand.
Yes, I believe that about more than 150 years ago, some of the earliest settlers came out during the gold rush, and they were failed gold miners, and it seemed like an ideal spot, actually, for agricultural land along the Russian River and the Dry Creek. And today, sometimes you'll pick up a bottle of wine, and you'll see Russian River or Dry Creek on it, and you know that that wine has come from the heart of Sonoma County.
Right.
A businessman, Harmon Held, actually earned the town its moniker. He laid out the town grid, and it's just a very charming plaza with trees, benches to sit, very quaint shops and cafes and organic shops, and it serves as the center of the community.
And some fun festivals, like you mentioned the zucchini, is it, festival?
The zucchini festival, right.
The guitar festival.
Right. Those are both this month. During the summertime, they have a lot of outdoor concerts that range from jazz and big band to R&B and Cajun and Latin music, and these are all in the plaza, in the center part of the plaza.
And some of these cafes that you mentioned are also organic food places.
Yes, they're very big, and of course that it's an agricultural land, and they're big also into organic farming. And you'll find that a lot of the fruits and vegetables find their way into these wonderful cafes.
Now you have the History Museum there as well.
Yes, it's housed in a former Carnegie Library, which is on the National Register of Historic Places. And I guess people would find it odd to find a Carnegie Library in this small town. But it's a beautiful spot to have this museum. And it you can see how the town has traced its history all the back from its Native American heritage to today's wine growers.
And is free and open to the public, as you say.
Yes, absolutely.
And you say, what I think is interesting is that everything you wanted to know about local wines is right there.
Yes. In fact, the History Museum has excellent exhibits on the wine growing region, how they produce grapes. And then if you go to the regional library, which is nearby, they share space with the Sonoma County Wine Library. So you can learn an awful lot about wines while you're there.
Now, obviously, people want to visit the vineyards and the wineries. What's the harvest time?
Harvest time usually is between August and October.
Right.
And you'll find most of the crowds then, but it's still a lovely time of year to go. And the wineries obviously are very busy harvesting, but they still encourage people to picnic on their grounds, to come into their shops. They still have wine tastings. And a few of the wineries do offer tours.
And you have quite a variety of wineries from the, as you say in your article, from the smaller mom-and-pop operations. And why don't we walk through some of those?
Sure. The Segacio family planted their first Zinfandel vineyard back in 1895. And today they have 400 acres of vineyards with third and fourth generation Segacios managing the operation. They offer eight different kinds of wines, and they produce more than 70,000 cases each year.
That's a lot of cases.
It is indeed, and the wine is superb. Also in Sonoma County is Alderbrook Vineyards and Winery, and they grow different varietals on 65 acres, which is a little bit smaller operation, but they still offer a lot of good wines. And they've garnered about 200 medals already. And they do encourage people to bring their picnic baskets and sit on the veranda that overlooks the vineyards and enjoy their lunch and hopefully buy a bottle of their wine to go along with that picnic.
Always a fun thing to do, a basket, a picnic basket, a bottle of wine. I even do it on the train ride sometimes.
What more can you ask for, right?
Exactly. Now, you also mention the palatial estate and gardens of the Ferrari Carano.
Yes, their wines historically have had wine spectre ratings of over 90, and their wines are just outstanding. I think people really know the label all over the world. From the outside, you would think that this is a very old winery and estate, but actually it was only founded about 25 years ago by Don and Rhonda Corona, who are second-generation Italian-Americans. And they started the winery in Sonoma because the pastoral beauty reminded them of Tuscany and their Italian ancestors.
And in addition to the wine, in your article you mentioned that they have these beautiful gardens.
Just gorgeous gardens. They're sculptured gardens. They have fountains, gazebos. You can meander the pathways. They have roses, tulips, daffodils, dogwood. It's just a lovely spot. They also have a wine tasting room. And it's most definitely worth the stop just to see the winery, to taste these wonderful wines.
And, of course, their property is much larger than some of the others.
Indeed. They have 2,500 acres, which is humongous.
That's a
lot
of land.
And they were planted in 17 different vineyards.
Now, you say that bicycling is the way to go.
It is. It's very safe, convenient, accessible. If you don't have your own bike, you can rent bikes. There are plenty of them available. The countryside is just so beautiful with the vineyards. It has rolling hills, but it's not steep climbs. So no matter what degree of bicyclist you are, you can enjoy pedaling around Sonoma.
And, of course, it's along the Pacific coastline, which is absolutely gorgeous from there, isn't it?
It is, indeed. Sonoma goes all the way to the coastline, takes in the rugged cliffs overlooking the Pacific.
Yeah, when I drive through that area, I get a little bit of a rush when you look over the side. It's a little scary at times on some of the turns.
It is, and I don't get too close.
Now, tell us about the hot air balloon.
There are a couple of companies that offer hot air balloon rides, which is great because you don't have to deal with mountains or anything like that you need to worry about. But it just affords a wonderful view of the countryside and makes you appreciate all that's below you.
And around this time of day, which is lunchtime, we always like to talk about some of the dining places. Well, let's touch on that, if you will.
They have some excellent eateries, some excellent chefs with superb training, and they, at least in the dozen or so restaurants that I've eaten in, they all seem to take a special interest in making sure that they use local fresh produce and you know, the vegetables, and it just really adds to the cuisine there.
And there are a couple of other interesting points that you make. One is that you say that an excellent time to visit is during the 10th Annual Sonoma Valley Film Festival in April 11 through 15.
Right, coming up in April. It was named one of America's top 10 best vacation film festivals. And, of course, we've already discussed how beautiful Sonoma County is.
Right.
Springtime is a lovely time to come. You get to tour wineries and then take in screenings of at least 75 new independent films. And in addition to that, you go to seminars. And some of the venues offered are not just your usual theater. They also are at different wineries throughout Sonoma, which really ties in the wine connection. And, in fact, the film festival has its official sommelier, Christopher Sawyer, who pairs top local wines with each movie. And I don't know exactly how he does this, but evidently he is known very well for it.
Right.
If there's a comedy, he'll pair a certain wine with that. If there's a drama,
he will pair a certain wine with that. Very nice. Now, there's another top ten. They seem to have a lot of top tens there. And you're talking about romantic getaways.
Yes, absolutely. The Sonoma County has some wonderful accommodations and lodgings and B&Bs, but I highly recommend Honor Mansion. It's a historic B&B. I would call it a luxury inn. But it's without pretense. The folks there are very down-to-earth and charming. They fix gourmet breakfasts. You have as much privacy as you want. They have different cottages if you would prefer, some with good jacuzzis, and a lot of amenities.
Like homemade cookies.
Yes, they have them all the time. If you have a rush at midnight and you need a chocolate chip cookie, there's one there for you.
One of my favorite, chocolate chip cookies. Can't stay away from them. And then, of course, one other thing, and I think it's quite apropos, is there's things for the teetotalers.
That's right. You don't have to be a wine drinker to enjoy Sonoma County. It's just a beautiful, scenic place to be. You might learn about wine even if you don't want to taste it yourself, because it has a fascinating history in Sonoma County that's, you know, over a century old, and people are still continuing it, and the generations are still continuing this wine-growing tradition, which I think is remarkable.
Kay, marvelous article. We always encourage those listening to go to the website, and you can... In this particular case, go to Rediscovering America. I kind of was wondering, so, you know, you have such a marvelous life traveling all around the world. It's, sometimes I don't know where your category is going to fall. In any event, this article is under Rediscovering America, and you can click on Kay's article and read it more in depth. And Kay, always a pleasure chatting with you. It's always fun, and we look forward to doing it again.
Thank you so much. It was wonderful being here.
Bye for now.
Bye-bye.